The documentary Deliver Us From Evil opens today in some cities. It focuses on former priest Oliver O'Grady, a pedophile who assaulted dozens of victims in California. The film and this story include some disturbing accounts and cast O'Grady's former supervisor, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, in a harsh light. Here's NPR's Kim Masters.
O'Grady was a voracious abuser. His youngest victim was 9 months old. The survivors are anguished, and so are their parents. This is Bob Giono, who befriended O'Grady and often invited him to be a house guest.
And during the night, he's molesting my daughter, raping her. Not molesting, raping her! I'm 5 years old! God's sakes! How could that happen?
Roger Mahoney became O'Grady's supervisor as a bishop in 1980. The film Deliver Us From Evil examines in part what Mahoney knew and when he knew it. Filmmaker Amy Berg acknowledges that she hopes Mahoney will one day face charges for a cover-up.
There have been so many horrible priests that have ruined so many lives under his watchful eye, so I can't imagine that he could get away with this.
Because of that attitude, Mahoney declined to be interviewed for Berg's film, says Mahoney spokesman Todd Tamberg.
The movie itself is very skewed, and it's certainly, in my mind, not a documentary.
What is not in dispute is that in 1984, complaints about O'Grady reached Mahoney as well as the police in Stockton, California. Deliver Us From Evil includes material from subsequent lawsuits, including taped depositions. In one, Mahoney was asked what he did after learning that O'Grady had abused two little boys while carrying on an affair with their mother.
I called him in and told him that he was to cease and desist any more contact with Mrs. Howard or the Howard family. He promised to do so, and I never had another report about him and the Howards.
O'Grady, who now lives in Ireland, tells his own story in the film. And he says he believes Mahoney looked at his church files in 1984. There, Mahoney would have found reports of incidents involving other children dating back to the 70s.
I should have been removed and attended to. And he should also then have followed up by attending to the people that I harmed.
Mahoney spokesman Todd Tamberg says the cardinal knew nothing of the previous misconduct, and that Mahoney had O'Grady evaluated and was assured that the priest posed no danger to children. Mahoney transferred O'Grady to a new parish. In 1993, O'Grady was arrested, and this time he went to prison. There was a subsequent civil suit against the church. In the film, attorney Jeffrey Anderson alleges that the church convinced O'Grady not to disclose what Mahoney had known about his pattern of behavior.
And the night before he was scheduled to testify in that trial, the attorneys for Roger Mahoney went to his jail cell, cut a deal with him, a very dark deal that said, Oliver, you take the contempt citation and refuse to testify even though you've been ordered to, and we'll take care of you. And they did.
Today, O'Grady lives on a church-financed annuity. Mahoney spokesman Tamberg says Anderson is one of many who have gained financially from casting the church in the worst possible light. Tamberg also objects to recent remarks from the district attorney's office in Los Angeles. The New York Times reported that attorneys there said material in the film will fuel their consideration of whether Mahoney engaged in criminal activity. Deliver Us From Evil opens today in New York, Los Angeles, and Boston, and will open elsewhere in November. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.